food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Catherine Katz is the author of a wonderful cookbook, but she's also a culinary gifted mom of five amazing kids, and she's here to help us understand how to prepare, I'm going to use the word, outstandingly delicious, nutritious, back-to-school recipes. You need some new, fresh ideas that kids will love that are healthy for them. She's got them for us today. So, Catherine, we love, of course, having you in our Family Food Kitchen, the Stealth Mom. So just give everybody, oh, you're welcome. Just please give everybody a quick overview of how you became so prophetic in the kitchen.
I have five kids, and I'm married to nutrition expert Dr. David Katz. So, and I'm a French foodie. So that combination made it very easy to make sure to bring delicious, easy food that would also be nutritious for our five kids. And I've been doing it for over 25 years.
25.
And now I have all these tips on my website, cuisinicity.com, and so all that I'm going to be talking about, you can freely access. So that's right. What I've been doing.
You had no choice because you were married to Dr. David Katz, so it had to be nutritious, even if you didn't want to, but of course you wanted to. You're French, and I assume, is everybody who has French blood in them a great chef? I guess so. So let's get started with some of your great recipes. I'll tell you my personal favorite. I have a personal favorite I did with the Kid Critics. They love it. It was so easy. Of course, that's for me easy, is your cat's flax crisps.
Oh,
tell everybody about that.
I love those. Those are, you know, the nutritious equivalent of those Rice Krispies that so-called treats that kids love. And those, of course, have absolutely no nutritional value. They are filled with hydrogenated oil. They have no fiber. They're filled with sugar and even salt. So a long time ago, I created these wonderful, I call them cat flax crisps. It's a mouthful. And what I have in them, and again, the whole premise behind a Stealth Mom is to really include and hide these wonderful ingredients that kids would otherwise, you know, turn their nose up, you know, not be interested in. So in this one, it's just made with natural peanut butter, no added sugar or salt or hydrogenated oil, puffed brown rice, flax seeds, ground flax seeds. You don't even know they're there, but they're wonderful, rich in fiber and omega-3 fatty acids, and honey. And they're no bake. You just put that all together and then put them in the refrigerator. And if you want, you add some dark chocolate chips. And they create those little squares that everybody loves. I mean, the kids, I know you got the kid approval award from Kid Critics. So they love it. I mean, to them, it's like a peanut butter chocolate candy. And yet we know as Stealth Moms and Dads that they're wonderful for them.
I will quickly sorry, Carolina, I'm going to jump in. I know you had a question, but I just have to tell you what the kids kept saying. These taste like Snickers. Snickers. I mean, most of them thought they were Snickers, and they, of course, not. They're really good, and they're really good for you. So bravo to you. Thank you, Carolina. You're next. Go for it.
No, I was going to say that it still blows my mind that the regular kind of treats that you were mentioning before still make it to an approved snack list on most schools, at least in Florida, I know it does. Because like you said, it's such a missed opportunity to feed our kids some nutrients. I mean, they're empty. They've got nothing but sugar. You took a perfect...
Absolutely.
Yeah, you took something kids already love it and just really kind of stuffed it with a bunch of nutrients and let them have it. So having that second piece becomes almost, you know, better than having to say no. Exactly. So I love that. Love that.
It's all about loving food that loves you back. The kids have to love the food, but we know as parents, it will love them back.
That's right. No missed opportunities. I love that. And another one that I think a lot of parents make a lot of times because they're running out of time too, it's a quick and easy meal to make, is mac and cheese. But I like your version of it. Tell us about your sneaky mac and cheese.
Oh, that I love it. It's and I think it also got an award on your Kid Critic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
oh, big time.
And again, that's the most important thing. The kids have to love it. They have to want it because otherwise, if they don't eat it, what's the point of making it nutritious for them? They have to love
exactly.
it. And this one looks like it, tastes like it, has the same texture as it. That's all important. And what I have in there, first of all, I use whole wheat, elbow pasta. But that's hidden because it's hidden inside of a wonderful little cream sauce, which isn't. There's no cream in there. I've thickened it with whole wheat pastry flour, a little Smart Balance, and some skim milk, and of course a little cheese. But the sneaky part of it is that I hide cauliflower in there, but not raw because they would be able to taste it. I have it in the oven, slow roasted in the oven, and then just mash it up so it's in there. They don't see it, and on top of it, I finish it with a little crumbs made out of nature's bath cereal. Wonderful, low sugar, low salt, lots of fiber, and the kids just love it. Now, it's a little bit more work than, of course, getting a package, but then once you start knowing how to do it, you can make a bulk, you can make lots of it, you can freeze it, and in fact, once you know what you're doing, it's really nothing to make. So again, that recipe is freely accessible to parents. Kids love it.
It's, what you've done with the cauliflower is give it that really rich, creamy texture.
Yes.
And texture has a lot to do with what we eat. And then you've got the cereal on top that makes it a little crispy, and they've got that cheese taste. And
yes.
They don't know they're eating all these delicious things. Nutritious things, because they're all delicious when they're combined. I so applaud you for mentioning that, you do it once. You get it down. It might take a little extra time, and then it goes quickly each time you make it next time.
Exactly.
So get through that first one.
Exactly. And, I think parents, once they get that feedback from their kids, they won't believe it.
Yeah.
Really, parents are, they really are wanting to feed their kids healthy food, but, they're frustrated because the kids will say, nah, I don't want this. No, they will love it, and you'll feel good about it. So I think it's worth adding maybe that first few minutes to get used to making it, and then you really will do it so easily without a thought.
Absolutely. And kids want to eat healthy food. It just has to taste good. And let me tell you, this tastes awesome. The kids went crazy, and they all want the recipe, take it home to their mom. And all that is
makes me happy.
Well, and that recipe is on Cuisinicity.com. That's Cuisinicity, like Cuisinicity.com. Or you can just Google Catherine Katz, K-A-T-Z. You'll find her because she has lots of recipes. We're going to try quickly get in. We have like 1 minute left to do the crispy tender chicken tenders. Ooh, they're good.
Chicken tenders. Again, that's what kids love. They love those, like the chicken nuggets, which absolutely have no nutritional value. In fact, are not so good for you. And mine are, again, made chicken breasts, skinless. And all I do is I dip them in a little egg white. And then instead of using the breadcrumbs that are commercially available, filled with hydrogenated oil, sugar, salt, all that stuff, I just throw in the Cuisinart some TLC Kashi whole grain crackers, those, they're the regular kind.
Yeah.
You throw those, equal amount of that, and Nature's Path cereal. Again, I like Heritage Flake. Mix it up, and then that creates the crumbs. You put the chicken into the egg whites, and then dip it into that crust, and then just saute it for a few minutes in a little canola oil on a hot pan. That's it. Crispy on the outside, really tender on the inside. The kids love it. And I know it got a big, big award on Kid Critic.
Yeah.
So
Yep.
It sure did. I think what you did there, Catherine, is you took kid recipes and you graduated them to adult level as well, because those are foods I will eat with my kids, enjoy, and know I'm feeding them good nutrients as well. All those recipes you can also find on our Pinterest board if you look for Family Food Kitchen under your Radio MD. So thank you again for being with us. And remember, you can always find our past episodes on Radio MD. Stay well.